For those of you who didn't make it to Splendour in the Grass, you might have resonated with Minister Murray Watt's festival wish list that he told us earlier.
Never managed to see the Strokes in all the years, in all my 49 years. Yeah, I would have been happy to see Gorillaz. I've never seen them before either. And of course, there were many Aussie acts on the lineup as well. But
King
maybe next
Stingray.
Year.
I was like,
yeah, they're pretty good.
Needed,
pretty good.
But no, I was never planning
Stella
to go.
Stella Donnelly, I was looking forward to seeing her.
So good.
But,
I know.
Maybe next year.
A few people suggesting on the text line that we get Murray Watt on and just only interview him about music. Well, that's not quite the purpose of this show, but good point. That's the Federal Minister Murray Watt there. But one act he didn't mention were these guys.
I don't want to catch a cold. I don't want a tummy ache. No. Tonsillitis, an itchy rash, or the flu, for goodness sake. There's just one thing I'd ever hope to catch, and that is this. From you, my friend, I'd love to catch a flying...
Here it comes.
Airborne
wow.
Kiss. Blow me a kiss and I'll catch it.
That's Catch a Kiss from the Tiptoe Giants, an ARIA-nominated indie kindy band. And Tiptoe Meg, otherwise known as Meg Lipworth, is one third of the band and joins me now. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you so much for having me.
Have you got the mud off yet? This was your first time playing Splendour. What was it like?
Oh, I'm very proudly carrying the mud home to Sydney as a badge of honour. It was fabulous in some ways.
I've heard you described as an indie kindy band. Are you just the perfect band to play for the kids of Splendour?
Yeah, we thought we were absolutely totally spot on for Splendour. Obviously, we are pegged at early childhood and music for families and parents to enjoy with their kids. And we think we make music for everyone to enjoy. But of course, being music educators and teachers and writers, and one of us is also a qualified music therapist, even though our music is wrapped up in lots of sonic delights and we think it sounds lots of fun to listen to, it's also underpinned by really carefully crafted developmental philosophies and trying to get kids through their, you know, early developmental years and kicking those milestones, kicking those goals. So we think we're the perfect kind of act to be represented at family-friendly festivals.
What's it like performing for children at a festival that's mostly made up of adults?
It's absolutely awesome, and we thought it was absolutely perfect. We are so proud to have been associated with Little Splendour and the way they try and accommodate families and accommodate kids into this world, because these are the formative years for those kids, and this is where their connection to music and their immersion in the music industry begins. So we think it was really important to have a stage like that pegged at families. And not only was it a stage, but there were arts and crafts tents and circus acts and bubble blowers and all sorts of things in the Little Splendour Village, as well as that closed at midnight. So not only were the kids and families super well accommodated to experience festival life together, but it also meant that parents and the kids' grown-ups could actually be immersed in and make the most of the festival all the way to the end of every day. So huge props go out to Trudy and Helene and the whole crew who put Little Splendour together. It was really impressive. And it's just beautiful to know that a facility like that is finding its way into these mainstream festivals.
Now, you've also got a superpower. I've heard you can play almost any instrument handed to you. Is that true?
Oh, don't believe anything they say.
But it's true, isn't it?
It's definitely not true. I can hold lots of instruments very well. But I do have a knack, I suppose, and definitely an interest and very inquisitive, and I'm a quick learner. And I think, you know, when I'm given a new instrument that I've never tried before, I love finding a way to make sounds and make it sound good. And I love exploring lots of different instruments. So it's a little bit generous to say that, but there's some truth in it for sure.
We're going to go with generous. We're going to play some of your song, Shooby Doo. Tell me about it.
Oh, that's such a gorgeous choice. Shooby-Doo, we actually call that our Tiptoe Giants love song because we love to celebrate all kinds of love, not just romantic and cisgender heterosexual love, but all kinds of love, love between parents and children, between parents, between kids, brothers, sisters, cousins, teachers and students, platonic friendships, all kinds of love, and we just want to advocate for that all the time. And so this is a little song, and Tiptoe Giants say, I love you, with a little shooby-dee and a little shooby-doo. And it's just all about how we can all go together and have each other's backs.
Meg, it's been delightful to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Patricia. I hope you stay dry and warm, and that everyone had an awesome, safe time.
Absolutely. Now let's hear it. This is the Tiptoe Giants with Shooby-Doo.
I've got you. You've got me. Shooby-Doo. Shooby-Dee. I like you. Yeah, you know it's true. I think you might like me too. Shooby-Dee, shooby-doo. I got your back, and you've got mine.
The Tiptoe Giants there with Shooby-Doo. Little Splendor, what a lovely idea.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.